Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, my next guest has been providing ice cream to the streets of Dublin for over 27 years. My God. And was the star of the documentary 99 Problems, which delves into the humorous, charming, but often murky world of the Irish ice cream van trade. Pinky is here. How's it going? Are you well?
I am. Good morning.
Good. Good morning. I have to ask you about your name.
Pinky.
Pinky.
Well, it's more or less the ice cream van is the Pinky. And I became the embodiment of the ice cream van, which is Pinky now. Everybody calls me Pinky.
Okay. So you went, your ice cream van is Pink. There Pink. Is a story behind you picking the ice cream van.
Originally went to buy the ice cream van, I went to buy another ice cream van. And I seen the Pinky sitting in the corner, cobwebs all over it. And I told your man, that's the van I want.
That's the one for me.
And he said to me, no, you don't want that, Mark. He says, there's a lot of trouble in that one. I says, no, see that van? I used to wait in that van. And that van had a great reputation, I says. And the original fella who used to drive it, we used to call him Pink Alec. That was his nickname to me.
So there's a bit of a legacy to the van.
Well, there is. So be careful what you wish for. Because when I was standing at the window, I wish I was an ice cream man and...
Here you are. 27 years.
Well, it's a bit more than 27 years. It could be 48 years.
Don't be aging yourself. But like, that's a long time. So you always wanted to be an ice cream man?
Well, I was in a van when I was 5 with my mum and my dad. My brothers, one of my earliest memories is being on O'Connell Street on Paddy's Day. And it was snowing and everything. My brother had me walking up and down O'Connell Street, eating ice cream, go in front of them kids, let them see it so they'll buy an ice cream off you.
Clever little salesman.
And then coming back with a teddy bear ice pop. I remember I was freezing that day.
Yeah.
I think it was about 9, so there was no age limits on walking in the 70s.
It's funny, Pinky, because we all remember our ice cream man. We had a Mr. Snowy. I grew up in Baldoyle, so we had Mr. Snowy. He used to come round and you'd hear his music and you'd be like, oh, here he is, 4 o'clock every afternoon. He'd come round the estate or whatever. And we used to scut on the back of his van, you know, on your roller skates or your skateboard.
Yeah,
Did you ever get kids trying to scut in the back of your van?
Yeah, they used to back in the day. I used to be one of the biggest scutters, actually.
tell us, is it difficult to make a living out of? What is it like being an ice cream man? Do you get time off?
Are no days off when you're an ice cream man. You're working 7 days a week, especially during the summer. Now, in the winter time, coming into this time of the season is my quiet time.
Okay.
So you'll probably get me at weekends and stuff like that now. But during the summertime, it's flat out. There are no days off. As I tell people, there's 3 engines in that van. The machine, the engine of the van, and me. And the 3 of them engines have to be working simultaneously for the van to be working. Plus, you have to be in good humour all the time, or else the kids won't come back to you.
This is very true. And is it a territorial business? I mean, have you experienced any kind of conflict on going to different areas? Or?
Well, yeah. I remember my first day out in an ice cream van. Another ice cream man pulled up beside me and tried to take the keys out of the van off me.
Oh, lovely.
And told me to get out of here. Do you know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay. And did that put you off?
Well, that's in the movie. You can watch that. I don't want to go into it. All the violent parts are animated. So 99 Problems, you can Google it. If
it's
you
a
Google
great name.
99 Problems film, it comes up.
It's a great name.
Well...
I like
it. Name, all right.
I like it. Come here. So what skills do you need to have to be an ice cream man? People skills.
Well, you have to be a jack of all trades, master of none, an electrician, a plumber, psychiatrist, clown, entertainer. And as I said, you have to be in good humour. If you lose the kids, forget about it. The kids have to like you. If the kids don't like you, it's over for you.
And have you noticed a difference in kids being out and about? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah, Jesus. Over the last 30 years, yeah. Even in the summer, you don't see them out. Like, when I'd be going home at night time, there used to be a football match on, say, all the time, with the kids playing football on the road. You never see them playing out on the road. The greens are empty now. And in the winter time, forget about it. It can be soul destroying out in an ice cream van.
Okay. I have some clips from the movie here, okay? So we're just going to play them here and you can explain it to me. Here's a little piece of the movie, if you want to go and check it out, but have a listen to this.
Son, get home, your ma's waiting on an ice cream, quick, run, pump them arms, use the arms, you'll get faster. Another PlayStation boy there. Come on, keep running. He's out of breath.
Now, I know exactly what you mean by PlayStation boy. You talk about those kids that don't really get out much and are in front of the screens.
Well, I coach the kids down in in Kilbarrack, in the local boxing club.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, well, they come in and What I've noticed now, when the kids join, like I have, say, I think they strengthen their ankles when they jump the rope. So it's literally just jumping a rope, like when you were playing beds as a kid on the road. And I find kids, the coordination and everything is off. But a couple of weeks with me training them and we get them back in shape.
Okay, let's play another little clip. Have a listen to this.
All right, Jungla, where's your sister? She's usually out like a greyhound. What else am I getting yourself? Better be ice cream or you're going into a headlock.
I find kids respond best to threats. Once they know you're not really serious.
Well, you don't sound so threatening. I mean, yeah, well, it's quite, there's humour in it, which is very, very, very important.
Well, I find that like the kids, like even when I'm coaching them, that's just my attitude with them. And my other half tells me it's because I'm a big child. I've never grown up, to be honest with you.
Never grow up. No. Never, ever grow up. Would you let your kids do it? Go into the trade?
Well, it wouldn't be a case of letting them. If they wanted to do it, by all means, go out working, then I can sit at home. But I remember my oldest young fella now, he used to want to leave school. And I used to say to him, well, you can go to work for me in the pink ice cream van if you want. And that encouraged him to stay in school. Now, he's working for a tech company now. So he's doing very well for himself. And then I have another daughter, she's in a finance company. And then my youngest one, she's in Trinity College now at the moment, studying away with her mammy.
Wow, fair play. So, okay, we've one last clip because we don't want to give too much away because we want people to go and watch the film. But have a listen to this.
Well, you won't have enough there, son. You've got it like about 12 cents.
How much is this? Never.
1.50, same as it was yesterday when you asked me. Do I look like an octopus, son? Bit of patience. There we go. I just asked you, and you told me no.
And as I say to anybody who's thinking of getting into the ice cream business, watch The Deadliest Catch first. And if you think that's hard, psychologically the ice cream business is a little bit harder.
It's 1.50, same price as it was yesterday. Did you get kids trying to take the piss?
All the time, for God's sake. Are you kidding me? Every day they come up, freebie. I tell them that's the F word to the ice cream man.
Are they coming up to you with their Revolut cards?
They have credit cards now. I never thought I'd see the day. Nobody's watched Terminator. Have they not? This AI stuff and all. We got a warning about it.
Well, listen, I really want to see it now. I mean, it's one of those professions that we've all had an experience with an ice cream van. It's synonymous with Irish culture and life, you know, living in estates around the country. But if people want to go and check it out, if people want to watch it, where can they go? They just Google
99 problems.
99 film. Problems.
Well, now if you just Google 99 problems, you'll get me good buddy Jay-Z.
Okay.
And then you'll find out.
And then underneath Jay-Z.
Well, you'll find out where he's got his inspiration for that fan in for that song in the first place.
Okay, Deli. But so go and Google it. And
Google
go
and 99 Problems Film. But you have to put film at the end of it. Then go down to the one that says MailChimp and you'll be able to watch it.
Lovely.
A 12-minute movie. It's not a short film.
12 minutes.
It's a movie.
Okay, I love it.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare. Looking after you always.